nearly 1 year after jurors failed to reach a verdict on the sexual assault charges against Bill Cosby. And he's now being ready to be tried again. And this time, the attorneys will be factoring in the Me Too movement. And here to talk about the jury selection, which is starting on Monday, is the are the resident jury selection experts, David and Laura Zahner. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Karen.
Good to see you guys. Thank you, and happy Easter. I want to talk, first of all, Zahner Trial Consulting, your trial consulting firm. You've assisted attorneys in almost all 50 states doing mock trials, focus groups, and jury selection services. Laura, you're an attorney. David, you're a PhD, and together you help select jurors all over the country. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the case. We have a woman named Andrea Constand, and it was about 14 years ago, and she claims that she went over to his house and he gave her some sort of drug and sexually assaulted her. The jury was hung and a mistrial was declared. What is the difference now with the trial? What is going to happen that's different than it was last time?
Well, what the prosecution is going to do is they've talked to all the jurors from the previous case, and they know what went wrong with their previous case. The jurors have been very good about not speaking to the media, so we have a very limited amount of information about exactly why they were unable to reach a verdict. But the prosecution definitely knows, and what generally happens in cases I've had where our clients have been retried, we've been working for defendants, we have found that the prosecution does a very good job of slimming their case down and really focusing on just the very strongest points they have. And in the Bill Cosby case, what they are focusing on now is getting in the 19 other women who have made similar allegations. In the original trial, they were only allowed to bring in one witness to collaborate. And what the jurors told them is the lack of pattern evidence made it very difficult for people to believe that this actually happened. And that was one thing they were holding out on.
And we know that there are probably 60 women or so who basically said the same thing happened to them over a course of years. But of course, all of those people don't get brought into trial. How do you factor in that maybe some of these potential jurors not only know about those 60 women who made claims, but know about what happened with the mistrial?
Well, jurors generally take the evidence and examine it in detail. And I think the jurors did that in this case as well. What they struggled with were definitions. That's what they sent back to the judge numerous times, were questions about definitions related to various legal terms. One of them was unconscious. And I think that's a big question for a lot of women is, it's a question that everyone asks themselves is, what is consent? And can an unconscious person consent? And how unconscious does a person have to be? In this case, she was able to respond to certain questions, and she was able to talk, and she did say that in her deposition. So I think that was the thing that many of the jurors struggled with, is the definition of unconsciousness. So I think the prosecution is going to have to really parse that out in the new trial and make sure they understand that unconscious is a legal term as well as a term that jurors know in the mainstream, you know, vernacular.
Yeah, and then there's going to be extensive questioning for all these jurors about what they know about the previous case and what they've heard in the media. It's going to be very difficult to pick a jury. They're going to spend days and days, just like they did last time, and probably go through several hundred jurors to get the 18 people who will actually be on the jury.
There's evidence, we know that Bill Cosby paid her some money in a civil settlement. We don't know how much. I saw lately some number of 3.6 million has arisen. I don't know if that's true or not, or if that's just fake news. But in any event, how important is that? Which way does that cut? Now, on one hand, if Bill Cosby paid, let's say he paid $3 million to settle her case, wow, that doesn't sound like an innocent person, right? Maybe the average person goes, why would you pay $3 million if you didn't do anything? On the other hand, is she just out for money? And is he a wealthy guy? And he just wanted to put this to bed, literally. And so which way does it cut?
Yeah, this is what we call eye of the beholder evidence, where the people whose pre-existing attitudes and beliefs are to think that Bill Cosby is innocent say, oh, she's just out for money. She took all that money, and now they're having a criminal case. Whereas the people who think that he is more likely guilty or think that if a woman makes these kinds of allegations, they must be true. They see that as a sign of guilt that he made the payment. In general, it's a bad fact. It's very hard for even the strong defense jurors to say, yeah, he wouldn't have paid $3.6 million for nothing. Although what he said in the first trial was he mainly just wanted to keep it away from his wife, which is understandable to many jurors.
Right, right. So let's talk about the Me Too revolution, where all these women have come out in all different professions, including the entertainment world, saying, yes, it happened to me. How is this going to affect now? And Gloria Allred came out and said, oh, this is going to make conviction a lot easier because now women are more free to say that this happened to them. Laura, what do you think? Is this true? Is this going to make conviction easier?
I think that's just a simple answer of a fairly complex issue. In some cases, it's going to make it easier, I think. But in other cases, it's going to make it harder because I think people are going to look at the evidence a lot harder, and they're going to be harder on people who they perceive as going against the Me Too movement. I do think over the years it will change, but I don't know that it's going to change tomorrow or the next day. We've seen it a few times already where people say, I think she's just doing this, you know, for the publicity or because this is something that's been out there in the media and they're taking advantage of it. So I think that down the line, it might slowly change, especially as some of these younger people come up through, you know, become jurors. But I don't necessarily think that's going to be the groundswell everyone thinks it is.
And David, you've had some recent experience with your firm in this kind of case.
Yes, Laura and I picked a jury for a workplace sexual harassment case in a federal court in Chicago. And what we found, surprisingly, in fact, the judge was amazed that we were going to let this case go to trial. She said, well, how are you going to even try this in this kind of environment? And what happened is we had many women, potential jurors, say that they had been victims of this type of harassment and that therefore they would not be able to fairly judge. And what happened there is that instead of us having to use a strike to exclude people we knew were going to be bad for us, the judge ended up eliminating them for cause. And the jurors who were left ended up being jurors who were skeptical of these kind of claims.
Wow.
And it ended up being a very quick defense verdict for us.
So just to phrase that again, you have people saying, I am so mad that I was harassed, I could not be fair to this defendant. So now they're off the jury, and now we have people who may not be as willing to believe it because they're not people who maybe have had it happen to
them. Yes, and this would be especially true of the women. I mean, by the time they get to actually picking the jurors for the Bill Cosby case, they are going to have eliminated all the women who feel that they've been a victim of this type of activity. And they're also going to have eliminated all the women who just think that if a woman makes a claim, it must be true. The women who are going to be left are the women who are going to focus on the actions of the accuser. And they are going to focus on the actions that she did not act like a victim. She did not report it right away. She did many things that they would say, I would not have done that. I would have handled this differently if this happened to me. And so surprisingly, women may actually be the best jurors for Bill Cosby in this case.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about your firm and how people can contact you?
Zahner Trial Consulting. You can catch us on the web, www.zahner.com. And we would love to hear from what anyone is interested in finding out from us.
You guys do great work. Thank you so much for joining us on this Easter Sunday.